Kansas City, their own 37. Gunderson and Smith.
Charles trying to bounce it outside. Gets across the 40, breaks free. Inside the 10. 5.
Touchdown!
Let's go! Rivers being chased. He's going to be obliterated. Justin Houston with the The news broke Friday morning. Chiefs starting quarterback Alex Smith would not play in the season finale against his hometown team.
He has a lacerated spleen, and so he will not play this week.
You start knowing implications can come of this as far as not playing, and that's the last thing you want to hear.
Enter again, Chiefs backup quarterback Chase Daniel, the former Missouri hero. He's carrying the entire banner of the Chiefs kingdom today to close out the regular season against the San Diego Chargers.
I think if you look at your Week 17 matchup, last week of the year, and there's a plausible way for you to make the postseason, that's what you want.
Yeah, the Chiefs were 8-7 coming into that game. For them to get back into the playoffs for the second consecutive season, they obviously needed to beat the Chargers, but they needed some help. They needed the Cleveland Browns and the Jacksonville Jaguars, two teams that were road underdogs, to win their games. They gave themselves a chance in the last game of the regular season to get back into the playoffs.
You have to take care of the task at hand, and that was the San Diego Chargers at Arrowhead Stadium. And there were a number of things to watch in that game as well, including Justin Houston and the sack watch.
A key storyline coming into this game was the injuries along the offensive line for the Chargers. Now, what Justin Houston was able to do defensively for the Chiefs is he chased down one of the most revered records in Chiefs franchise history, Derek Thomas's single-season sack record of 20 back in 1990.
You mentioned the injuries for the Chargers. The Chiefs had a major injury heading into that game. They lost Alex Smith the week before.
This was Chase Daniel's second start of his career. And the first start of his career came the season before against the San Diego Chargers in Week 17. Chase said he was eating Christmas dinner with his family when Coach Reed called him to tell him about Alex's injury. But once he found out Alex was going to be okay, Chase said he was all in and he was ready to step under center for the Chiefs.
28-year-old Chase Daniel, an undrafted free agent back in 2009, spent time in New Orleans before getting signed by Kansas City. On the shovel pass, he connects for a 4-yard pickup to Jamal Charles.
After the gain of 3, 2nd and 7 for Chase Daniel. And they're going to fake a stretch, and they're going to come a little bootleg to Jason Avant on the near sideline. Keeps inbounds long enough to get a first down at the 31-yard line.
The Chiefs' first two offensive plays used misdirection. On this play-action pass, Jamal Charles and the offensive line carried out the run fake to the right. The defense followed the fake, and Jason Avant ran behind the line to find room in the left flat. That theme of misdirection would continue throughout the Chiefs' first possession.
So a new set of downs for Kansas City to work with. Give it to Charles. Looks for an opening. Good second effort. Daniel keeps it himself across the 40-yard line and very close to a first down.
University of Missouri fans saw this a lot. It's the read option. Watch how he operates here. Faking to Charles and then getting the first down with a head first dive.
2nd and 5 at his own 46. Thomas, jet sweep action right side. Cuts it back left. Midfield. Now darts right. Now left. And he gets wrapped up and takes it down to the Charger 36-yard line.
Very good so far. We have not seen this type of offense at the first quarter of any game this year. And it's got the Chargers confused.
Chase Daniel showed that he was comfortable leading the offense and quickly led the Chiefs down the field. A 43-yard field goal by Cairo Santos gave the Chiefs the early lead.
The kick is good!
With more intermediate passes and power runs, the success continued on their second possession.
And again, Charles up the middle. Charles creates some room to work with.
Quick throw to the right side, low catch made on the right boundary. Kelsey up the right boundary for a 20-yard pass.
Chase Daniel is playing like he's been playing every week.
Daniel on time. Out to midfield. Kelsey loses the ball, but it was whistled down.
Chiefs on the move, second straight drive. Have the ball at midfield after starting at their own 6. Daniel will run. Across the 45, it's M.I.Z. He gets up, gain of 9.
Chase Daniel has been impressive here in the first quarter. San Diego having a tough time containing him.
The Chiefs now inside the 15.
Remember, Kansas City does not have a touchdown to a wide receiver this season.
2nd and 7 at the 11. Chase Daniel out of the shotgun under pressure. Throws left inside the 5. And diving for the ball, it's fumbled and picked up in the end zone. The first time in over a year, the Chiefs have a touchdown from a wide receiver if they give it to Bo. He did fumble the ball, but did he cross the plane of the goal line?
You guys will have the best of both situations, though, because if you were down by contact, your teammate recovered the football.
The receiver fumbled the ball, and it was recovered by a teammate in the end zone for a touchdown.
There you go. So no wide receiver touchdown, but it's a touchdown nonetheless.
It's all right. We scored it.
And the Chiefs now have scored on their first two drives of the game.
I thought we started the game really well. I thought we moved the ball. I loved our first 15 that we scripted.
For one day of practice, my hat goes off to him. Man, that's a tough thing to do. He goes about it like he's going to start every week. He steps in and we don't have to take a bit of the game plan out. Kept everything in and we just rolled.
A bizarre ending to another strong drive put Kansas City up 10-0 early in the second quarter. The Chargers looked to respond quickly and did so by getting the ball to Eddie Royal.
Deep ball, over the shoulder grab. Eddie Royal, great concentration for 30 yards.
Shotgun snap, back to Rivers. Floats a pass deep on the right side, wide open, Eddie Royal inside the 10 and diving for the far right pylon, and he's going to be out of bounds at the one-yard line.
And behind Owens goes Eddie Royal for 44 yards and right to the doorstep.
Handoff, Oliver, big hole right side for one of the few rushing touchdowns allowed by Kansas City this season. The Chargers are back in it, and the Chiefs have got to figure out Eddie Royal right now because Philip Rivers is looking for him.
One reason for Royal's success, Philip Rivers had time to throw. San Diego's injury-riddled offensive line held off the Chiefs' pass rush to this point, but that was about to change.
They'll give it to him. Now cuts back to the right side after starting left. Crosses the 15.
Well, now DJ Fluker is down for San Diego. Injuries continue to be a big part of the story for San Diego.
Let's put him out there, misery. Send him back to San Diego.
Second and 20 now for San Diego. From the gun, Rivers in trouble. Rivers is dumped. Back at the 6-yard line, Rivers goes down. Houston's first man there.
2:19 to go in the first half. 13-7 Kansas City. Chiefs bring a blitz. Rivers reads it. Now he's going to be hit and sacked at the 29. Justin Houston with the sack. Number 20 in the season.
Nice job, baby.
Justin Houston has tied the late Derek Thomas for single season sacks in Kansas City Chiefs history.
Yeah. Let's go.
Coming up on Chiefs Replay.
Philip Rivers takes the snap. Chiefs four-man rush. Rivers gets hit! Dontari Poe eats him alive!
Chiefs Replay is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. The University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs, and the athlete in you. And by Prime Sport. Get your tickets to the Chiefs tailgate party, presented by Bud Light, at primesport.com/Chiefs.
Kansas City. Rivers has been sacked by Justin Houston in this game twice, tying the record of the late Derek Thomas. Fluker back in at right tackle for the Chargers to throw. Rivers is in trouble again. And the ball comes out. The ball is free. The ball is free at the 17-yard line.
Hey, get off me. We got it. We got it.
Kansas
City got
it. Kansas City's got the football. Rivers turns it over. Justin Houston will get credit for the sack, the strip, and the fumble. He is now the all-time single-season sack holder in Kansas City Chiefs history.
I know at the beginning of the game, everybody was saying two. I told everybody I want five. So if I come out and have a good game like that, it's a good chance we're going to win. So that's why I always set my goals high.
Justin Houston had a record-setting day, but he wasn't the only defender able to make his way into the Chargers' backfield.
Snap back to Philip Rivers. Under pressure, he is engulfed and swallowed at the 49-yard line. D. Ford. Marga came on a middle blitz. Down goes Rivers at midfield.
The Chiefs' front seven brought pressure from all areas and kept San Diego's inexperienced line guessing.
Second and 12 here for San Diego. Rivers to put it in the air. Rivers! Thrown down! Dontari Poe devours Rivers.
Now six sacks on the year. Watch 92 run right by the rookie Jeremiah Searles and punish Rivers.
Pressure on the outside by Kansas City. First down now. Rivers is going to get sacked again for the sixth time. This time Bailey gets it. Allen Bailey gets this sack, blowing through the B-gap of the Chargers blocking.
The Chiefs' defense kept the pressure on Rivers and the Chargers as the game went on. Another bright spot for Kansas City was the performance of rookie DeAnthony Thomas.
Goes to the right side, stops, cuts back right, now left, now right, trying to get freeze up at midfield and pulled down.
At season's end, he was the league's third-ranked punt returner, and he became an integral part of the Chiefs' offense.
Snaps it to Chase Daniel. Back to throw. Lofts a pass to Anthony Thomas. Near side. Makes the catch at the 20-yard line. Gets up. They're going to say down by contact. And Dad comes up big.
That was a heck of a play.
Look at this adjustment by DeAnthony Thomas. He's got it the whole way. Comes underneath Davis there to make the catch.
We're so close. I mean, that's something that's a positive look forward to in the future with DeAnthony. Every time he touches that ball, you feel like he has an opportunity to go ahead and score there.
Cleanly in San Diego territory. Looking for the sideline. DeAnthony Thomas brought down inside the 10.
And DeAnthony Thomas strikes. Great blocking by the Chiefs. And the Chiefs make the Chargers pay.
The wall was set up for Thomas on that one. Play like that, you can look around for the yellow flag to see if it's down, but it wasn't. Outstanding special teams play.
He's got a fantastic future.
Coming up on Chiefs Replay.
Fourth down, goal to go at the 3. Chiefs leading 19-7. Rivers takes the snap, throws it for the end zone. It's knocked away. Big time play. The Chiefs hold on downs.
After the first two drives, Kansas City's offense had a difficult time sustaining momentum.
Illegal use of hands, hands to the face.
Kicker Cairo Santos continued his impressive rookie season, converting his first four field goal attempts. But ill-timed penalties and red zone struggles on offense made it difficult to put the Chargers away.
No good. He, like Novak, pushes it left.
After a missed 50-yard field goal, the Chiefs held a 12-point lead.
All right, we good? Huh? Let's go, baby. Nice job.
With a playoff spot on the line, Phillip Rivers and the Chargers were not going down without a fight.
Phillip Rivers trying to lead the Chargers back. Caught by Gates. Gates has room. Out across the 45-yard line. Shotgun for Rivers. Rivers throws deep ball on an out route. Handled by Inman.
19-7 Chiefs. Now they throw right boundary again. Back shoulder throw to Inman.
You notice on the last three pass plays, Rivers has not been hurt at all by this Chiefs rush.
Third and four for the Chargers.
Rivers wants the snap, takes it, steps up in the pocket, throws late, the pass is caught. And it's the first third down conversion the Chargers have had all day.
That conversion gave the Chargers first and goal from the 3-yard line. And with 9 minutes remaining, the league's best red zone defense needed to stand their ground.
The Chargers trying to battle back on the road. Rivers up in the air, too high for Eddie Royal.
Well, those guys wearing down because they've been putting relentless pressure on him really until this drive.
Crowding the line of scrimmage, going to bring the blitz here.
Rivers fires end zone. It's caught. Eddie Royal, touchdown San Diego.
Touchdown San Diego.
Hey, but did he catch this ball? They will review it because it's a scoring play.
I don't know if he's going to get it, Dan.
I got a feeling this is going to be overruled.
The ball hit the ground. It's an incomplete pass.
Well, huge call. So it's third and goal now for San Diego at the 3. Play clock down to 1. Rivers, fade route, juggle. Royal can't secure it. Ron Parker there defensively for Kansas City.
The Chargers keep the offense on the field, Len. Down 12, a field goal would put them within 9.
There's really no choice here. You look for your Antonio Gates.
Critical fourth and goal for the Chargers. Playoff spot on the line for San Diego.
Chiefs leading 19-7. Rivers takes the snap. Throws it for the end zone. It's knocked away. Big time play. The Chiefs hold on downs. And one of the best plays of the year.
Hussein Abdullah there for the Chiefs.
He knows where River wants to go with this ball when the game is on the line.
This Kansas City Chiefs fireman defense holds again. They have been magnificent in goal-to-go defense.
Gates came in here trying to just threaten my leverage. He's a basketball player. He was playing basketball. And then I broke. I tried to undercut it, and they put it up. So I just didn't want him to catch it, you know.
Basically, man, those two players win the game for the defense during that time. The situation, it was like we needed to get off the field to give the ball back to the offense to kind of give the offense the game and let them seal it.
After a big stop in the end zone, a few first downs would go a long way in sealing the victory. But uncharacteristic penalties continue to plague the Chiefs' offense.
But now the Chiefs are backed up to their own 5 with second down and 8. Penalties hurting Kansas City in the second half.
With just under 7 minutes remaining, the Chiefs' defense would have to come up strong once again.
The Chiefs hold on downs but cannot move the ball. A penalty stops the drive, and now the Chiefs' defense has to hold again with 6:42 to go in the game. Chiefs did not get pressure on Rivers the last drive until he got near the goal line. Rivers comes to the near side. Shea Ujira, 2-2. Gain of 9 and a Charger first down.
Shotgun for Rivers. Running play to Brown. Donald Brown. Clock continues to roll.
Rivers in the pocket. Fires a pass to the near side. There's nobody there. Rivers threw it away.
So now it's 3rd and 1 for San Diego. Running play. Brown. Not enough. It's 4th down. Abdullah with a stick.
At 3:45 to go in the game, Kansas City leading 19-7. Rivers has 4th down on the yard. At the Kansas City 19, they hand it off. Again, he's stopped. The Chiefs hold him again. Kansas City shovels dirt on Donald Brown on a 4th down and 1 play. 2 4th down stops at their own 3 and now at their own 19. Hussein Abdullah makes his 2nd incredible 4th down play.
And the frustration for Rivers and the realization that it could be over.
Those 4th down stands at the end there, by our defense. I just thought that they, against one of the better offenses in the National Football League, they just stepped up and I thought played a heck of a football game.
Really, the D line, they reset the line of scrimmage, so that allowed for me to squeeze through the crack and get in the offense. You know, attacks your responsibility. You got to step up and make the play. And they came my way, so I was just trying to do my best.
Chiefs Replay is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. The University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs, and the athlete in you. And by Prime Sport. Get your tickets to the Chiefs tailgate party, presented by Bud Light, at primesport.com/Chiefs.
19-7 Chiefs, trying to sweep San Diego for the first time since 2003. Out of the shotgun. On 2nd and 10, Rivers waiting. Here comes Houston. Houston gets him again at the 39-yard line. He is 1/2 sack short of the all-time National Football League record.
Rivers. Intercepted. Kansas City has eliminated San Diego from the playoff picture.
Nice job today, but I want you to feel this feeling right now, man. I want you to feel this. When you play the whole season and it comes down to this, how important every game is, right?
We wanted to go out with a bang, and that's what we did, man. Don't forget that. We're family, bro. Fam on 3. 1, 2, 3. Fam!
So Justin Houston has an excellent game, totals 4 sacks in a day, smashes the record, comes within 0.5 sack of breaking Michael Strahan's NFL record. Great day for Houston, great day for the defense.
I think this game was kind of a microcosm of the whole season for the Chiefs. You know, this was a team that was built upon the strength of their defense. Now, the Chiefs finished the season number 1 in the NFL in red zone defense. They only allowed 38.9% of drives inside the red zone to result in touchdowns. But they also led the NFL in fourth quarter points allowed at just 51. Anytime your defense is good inside the red zone and good late in the games, you're giving yourself a chance to win. The stat we always talk about, they didn't allow a 300-yard passer or a 50-yard completion. It's pretty amazing. Hopefully they can continue that moving forward.
Yeah, they go into the locker room and find out they didn't make the playoffs. But I think it was also nice for them to end on a win against an AFC West rival.
Yeah, there's a lot to feel good about moving forward for the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, Andy Reid's first 2 seasons has 20 wins. That's the most of any head coach in franchise history. Hopefully this offseason they can do things around the defense to try to make them even better and then add some pieces to the offense to help them put up even more points next season. But either way, there's a lot of good things happening for the Kansas City Chiefs.
trap.